Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the weekend. It's almost here. It's a holiday weekend. So lots to talk about, though, as we get into next week, Christina.
Lots to talk about. Mainly the fact that you're abandoning me.
Yes,
day.
I am.
It's fine.
You know what? The upper low will finally abandon us as well.
Well, at least
what
I'll be happy about
it.
I was going to say one of those, but both. I don't need to see you.
Yeah. All right. I think you'll miss me. All right. You're listening to the Weather Insider podcast for Friday, May 27th. Bernie Reno, Christina Shell Loop. No, Shell Hoop.
You love the loop.
You know what the problem is I called you the wrong name.
But now it sticks for... Now, but
it'll,
you know what,
it'll be there forever. It's like tape that gets stuck on your shoe. You know, you really got to rip it off to get it off. But
I stand by it, though. That's been like in the realm of my 1,000 nicknames my whole life. So I'll answer just about any form of my last name.
You know, just to tell you how bad... We're going off on the sidetrack, but I'll make it quick.
No,
how bad I am with names. At Penn State, when I graduated, there was a guy, his last name was Kelly. It was either Steve Kelly or Scott Kelly.
This is an easy one to remember.
Well, you know
Kelly?
What? But I didn't know if it was Steve or Scott.
Oh, no.
And I still don't know what it is, but I remember whoever I called him, I think I called him Steve and his name was Scott. He got so tired of me calling him Steve and correcting me as Scott, he just started answering to Steve instead of Scott.
Oh, my God.
So he told me the story, and
that's
he goes, the
funny.
Day I graduate, he goes, I just want to let you know, Bernie, I'm going to miss you, but my name's Scott. He goes, I've been calling you Steve for 2 years.
Oh my
Why
gosh.
Would you answer? He goes, well, I got so tired of correcting you, I just started answering to that. Or it could have been Scott or Steve, but anyway, I don't know. Upper low leaves this weekend.
Thank goodness.
And we flipped the switch from wet in the southeast and northeast to just hot and dry.
Yeah.
For early next
Hot
week.
And dry. Yeah. Nice ridge building across the United States.
Wait, is it building or is it building?
It's building.
Yeah.
It's not. I have to put the emphasis on the word.
It's like that's very extraordinary of you.
Okay.
I said that one time on air. Instead of extraordinary, I just read extraordinary and like.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Get it together.
I'm trying, but go ahead.
Yeah. It's going to be nice, though. I mean, look, if you like the heat, the Northeast by Memorial Day, I mean, I have to tell you, the East Coast, not just the Northeast, Northeast, Southeast, by Memorial Day.
It's beautiful.
You have a nice end of your weekend.
If you want to head to the beach,
yeah.
It's sunny. And also, you know, the waves
Sorry,
are, that's all right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm kind of leaned in a little
bit.
It's
okay.
That's all right. But light waters, beautiful, beautiful beach weekend.
Beautiful.
Now, maybe not in Florida.
No.
Because of that upper
low.
Florida's
not having a good time.
Well, you know what? It's the wet time of the season anyway.
It is.
It's going to be, you know, just keep an eye on the sky. There's thunderstorms around, but it's not, you know, wet all day. But other than that, the East Coast looks great.
Looks awesome. On the flip side, well, no, I was going to say on the flip side, but honestly, the South Central, it's going to be really hot, but it's not going to be a bad
No.
I mean, if you like the heat, if that's your thing.
And it's not record-y. It's just hot. It's hot. I mean, this is hot. It's 3 to 4 degrees, 5, 6 degrees above mm-hmm. normal. Gusty winds by Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
North Central U.S., that's where it's going to be stormy all weekend. It begins Saturday and continues right into Monday, into Memorial Day, upper Midwest. You know, you get to Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, on east. You have no problems, but Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
Rapid City,
Bismarck,
Western Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Mm. You know, that whole area. It is a stormy weekend.
Nebraska and I don't get along well.
No.
No. That state doesn't like me and I don't like it back, but...
Why don't they like you?
Probably because I drove across Nebraska for 1,000 hours and complained about
it
so much.
Forever.
Oh my goodness. Literally corner to corner.
How many hours?
I think it was actually 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah.
It was forever.
Going about 80 and it didn't matter, did it?
It didn't matter.
No.
Oh my gosh, it was like it was going on forever.
Yeah.
It was so long, and I was so tired.
Yes.
Like I am right now, which is why I'm rambling forever.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. You're on a roll, so I was letting it go. You know, the other thing this weekend, Sunday into Monday, the trough coming into the Northwest.
Oh.
That means, you know, we cool it in the Northwest, but you know that trough doesn't come far enough to produce precipitation in the Southwest, but it does come far enough to do what?
Give us the wind.
That's right.
And that's the problem. Yeah. And so, by the way, I want to mention, it's not the best weekend in the Northwest, but it's not abnormal to see these types of storms this time of year in that part of the country. So it's not like anything crazy that we've never seen before. It's just not a great forecast for your weekend. It's a bit dreary, a bit cloudy, a bit cool. 60s, low 70s by Sunday, or really by Monday. Memorial Day is a nice to the 3 days. So if you have the day off, that's good. Take advantage of it. Southwest, though, that's the problem. You get the wind, you get the heat, you get the drought. And it really doesn't matter if you have wind and heat, wind, heat, one or the other. Conditions this time of year are just bad. And that's what we're seeing. We've got across the country right now more than 500,000 acres on fire. Mm-hmm. And most of them are in New Mexico. Yeah. So poor New Mexico is not having a good time. Red flag warnings from Nevada to Texas today. Fire danger continues for really that same area the next 3 days after. So you have to stay weather aware. I was talking about this morning. Do we have time for this? We do have time for this. Great.
Well, we'll just cut my time. So go right ahead.
Yeah, we'll cut your, you don't need to talk.
I have something to say, but we'll jam it in 5 seconds. So by all means, take your time.
Oh, thank you. You're such welcome. A dear.
Yes.
Well, it's important, though. I promise. I was talking about this morning on the network that you've heard me say this stat before. 84% of fires are human caused.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 94% of the fires we've seen have been human caused. And it's not like we're talking about arsonists lighting fires everywhere. We're talking about accidents, things that could quite literally happen to anyone. A lot of these fires are caused mainly by debris burnings going bad and getting out of control, campfires being left unattended or just not being extinguished. And this is a big one. Vehicles and equipment like chainsaws, any machinery you would use outdoors with sparks, and all it takes is one. So be super careful. If you're going outside to enjoy the long weekend, make sure you're being very, very careful of your actions, especially if you had any plans to barbecue, for example. It just takes one spark. That's my spiel.
In the tropics, listen, mid to late next week, we're going to get that upper level high across the Midwest and kind of into the mid-Atlantic area. You always look underneath the belly of the upper high for development. Why? Because you get these little upper lows that spin from east to west. I think there's going to be one piece of this trough that's going off the East Coast this weekend. Mm. Keep an eye on North Florida and maybe into the northern Gulf of Mexico mid next week. I think the odds are low. There's a better bet, though, as we get into the weekend. What happens is that upper high weakens and we're going to get one upper high in Mexico, another upper high in the central Gulf of central Caribbean, and in between, it's like two mounds, you get a trough. So there's going to be a trough in the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to see moisture coming from what will be Agatha in the eastern Pacific. Mm-hmm. And the combinations of those two little upper lows, the trough, the moisture, something's going to try to get going in the Gulf of Mexico and the Northwest Caribbean a week from now. We haven't had anything yet. We're due. And by the way, even the following week, I was talking to Paul Pasteluck, there is another shot. So I think by the 15th or the 16th, we're probably going to have a couple of named storms.
And I know our forecasters are looking at, once again, an above average season.
Yeah,
so
unfortunately.
So that's something that we are very much paying attention to.
Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. We'll keep you updated. By the way, if you go to AccuWeather.com, you can also get the AccuWeather Network.
Which you should totally watch because we have so much fun every morning. I'm just saying. And all day.
When we're not mixing up our scripts.
Who does that? Not me.
No.
Never done that before.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I don't do that either. Hey, have a good holiday weekend.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.